This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. As we study the fifth and sixth chapters of Zechariah, Leroy asks, is Jesus Christ the central figure in your life today? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the primary things to remember as you read the Bible is that both the Old Testament and the New Testament are basically the story of Jesus Christ and the life He came to give us. One commentator notes that the whole Bible, whether the Old Testament or the New Testament, looks to the mighty redemptive atonement of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may be wondering how the Old Testament tells about Jesus Christ, and particularly today's passage. Well, here in Zechariah chapter 6, we have both a type of Christ and a direct prophecy regarding Him. Zechariah 6, 11 through 13 reads, take the silver and gold and make a crown, and set it on the head of the high priest, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak. Tell him this is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. It is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty and will sit and rule on his throne. He will be a priest on his throne. Here Joshua, the high priest, is a type or picture of Christ, the coming Messiah, the high priest of our profession. We also have the direct prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ as the branch, a title applied to the Messiah, or the offspring of David, the son of Jesse, a righteous branch, beautiful and glorious. Joshua, the high priest, was active in building the temple of Zechariah's day. In like manner, the branch, the Messiah of the New Testament, would build the spiritual temple, the church, the body of Jesus Christ. Let's think about what it means to you and me. If Jesus Christ is the central theme of the Old and New Testaments, the central figure of the entire Bible, then what place should He have in our lives? If He is the centerpiece of history, the Bible, and the Christian faith, where have we placed Him in our hearts? A practical way of looking at what this means is to realize that every decision we make must involve Jesus Christ, His great commission, and His will for our lives. Instead of accepting some people as friends and ignoring others, we must ask what Christ thinks of the unlovely and difficult person. Christ will one day occupy the place of honor on the stage of human history. But in our hearts and lives, He awaits our invitation to take His rightful place as Lord of all today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a challenge to make sure that Sunday's sermon becomes part of Tuesday's living on Daily Discipleship.